This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Andrew Muller. On today's episode, is Paul Kagame really that popular? When a politician consistently polls as a percentage of the electorate in the mid to high 90s, there are two possible explanations. One is that the people of the leader in question are genuinely united in gratitude at being governed by such a sage. The other is that voting for anyone else is, for one reason or another, difficult. Where Rwanda's President Paul Kagame is concerned, it's a little from column A and a little from column B.
Where incumbent President Paul Kagame has sealed a landslide victory in the country.
By wee hours of Saturday morning, it was clear that President Paul Kagame had won.
The ruling party supporters celebrated the results, which were exactly as expected.
Kagame has been the actual president of Rwanda since 2000 and the effective overlord of the Central African country since 1994. He submitted himself to the judgment of Rwanda's voters in a presidential election this past weekend. Few indeed were the Rwandans who booked days off work in anticipation of staying up all night to hang on every development of a tight count. Fewer still were the bookmakers taking bets.
The British people have voted to leave the European Union.
Thank you very much.
Politics has changed, and politics isn't going back.
There have been some startling and unlikely electoral upsets around the world in recent years, but this was never likely to be one, and so it proved. Kagame was returned with 98.63% of the vote on a 96.4% turnout, a result remarkable even by the standards he had previously established. When last elected in 2010, he had to struggle along with a mandate of a mere 93.08%. The 2015 referendum, which amended term limits to allow him to run this time, fell over the line with just 98.3% approval. Rwanda's elections are not, however, entirely the absurd charades traditionally enacted by old-school military dictators with chestfuls of self-awarded medals. Opposition candidates do stand in Rwanda, although on this occasion eight opposition parties decided to back Kagame and one challenger was disqualified. Observers from the African Union and other organizations declared the election free and fair. The US State Department did note some of what they called irregularities.
Now, you have shown that what you meant was what you decided in the election. It also shows that we are not forcing our way to power.
Nobody disputes, however, that Kagame is genuinely popular. The reasons are not difficult to divine. It is only 23 years since Rwanda descended into a horrific, scarcely explicable orgy of Hobbesian violence. In 1994, as many as 800,000 people, roughly one Rwandan in seven, died in 100 days of internecine mayhem. It was Kagame leading the Rwandan Patriotic Front who ended the slaughter, ruthlessly pursuing its perpetrators across Rwanda's borders and beyond. But Kagame's popularity today is not merely an expression of gratitude for his past. He has presided over a revival of Rwanda that seemed unimaginable following the trauma of the genocide. Rwanda is orderly and relatively prosperous, with an economy growing at around 6% per annum. It is, in its way, socially progressive. No parliament on earth has a larger percentage of seats occupied by women. Beyond that, Kagame has made himself a fixture, indeed the key supporting pillar of Rwanda's public life. More than 60% of Rwandans alive now have known no other leader. Which is not to say that Kagame has been altogether welcoming of democratic dissent. He has not. Critical journalists and political opponents have been imprisoned and/or run out of the country, and in several cases have died in the sort of theatrically suspicious circumstances that appear contrived to send a message to anyone else who feels like trying their luck. Kagame's pitch is that he represents stability, peace, and growth. To a Rwanda which has good reason to fear the alternative, it's a combination sufficiently appealing to mute any protests that freedom is a nation's noblest goal. Paul Kagame is no Nelson Mandela. He might well retort that he never claimed to be. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get each new episode. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.